When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
There will be sun today, but there will certainly be fun today. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Tony Anticipatory Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Let me remind our dear devoted listeners that we are sponsored by a very charitable grant from the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. And wouldn't the Gershwins be excited today? Because tonight, as we know, at 8 p.m., coming from Radio City Music Hall, is the Tony Awards for 2017. That's right, live on CBS at 8 p.m. You can all tune in, and I hope you will tonight. But now it's the afternoon of the Tony Awards, so this is the program where we lay it all out for you. I don't take bets, I don't place odds, I don't do chips, I don't do maucas, I don't do IOUs. But let us look at what the possibilities are, because today's show will give you a glimpse of all the major nominees. We just heard a song, opening song from Groundhog Day, a score by Tim Minchin, who wrote the score to Matilda, which is one of the four leading contenders for Best Musical. Let us go to, however, best performance by an actor in a leading role. Large, interesting group of newcomers and old-timers and great people of their generation. Let's go first to Christian Borle. Now, Christian Borle has been a very active fellow this year on Broadway. He was in Falsettos earlier in the season and is now currently playing the lead in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He was out the day I saw it, but you can't win everything. Anyway, here is a wonderful performance by Christian Borle from the part he's nominated for in Falsetto's score by Bill Finn.
My father says that love is the most beautiful thing in the world. I think girls are the most beautiful thing. Not love.
Kid, be my son. What I've done to you is rotten. Say, I was scared. I kept marching in one place. Marching in time to a tune I'd forgotten. I loved you. I love you. I meant no disgrace. This here is love when we're talking face to face. Son, I for one would take love slower. I've made my choice. You can sing a different song. Watch as you sing, how your voice gets much lower. You'll be, kid, a man, kid, if nothing goes wrong. Sing for yourself as you march on. Be, kid, whatever your song, sing for us all as we march.
I put a penny in my pocket, and in a little time, that penny in my pocket had grown into a dime, and in a little longer, a quarter jingled out. I put the quarter in the teapot, and I waited till the teapot had a dollar in the spout. I put the dollar in my mattress, had some pleasant dreams, till suddenly my mattress was bursting at the seams. And that's how I acquired the wealth I now possess. That little penny was the secret, yes, that penny was the secret of my success. I had a penny in my pocket, and not another sou. And with my only shy tail, I shined a rich man's shoe. He threw me down a nickel, admiring my skill. I gave the nickel to a blind man, and the blind man left me all his meager savings in his will. I bought myself a wagon for hauling blocks of ice. I cut the ice to ice cubes and got a higher price. I shaved the ice to ices for still a higher fee. A big tycoon said, very enterprising in your organizing, son, you must come work for me. En route to work next morning, I helped a lady cross. The lady was, you guessed it, the mother of the boss. The boss said, you're promoted, I need you at my side. And then I met the boss's daughter, and I wed the boss's daughter, and quite suddenly she died. I bought myself an acre, a silo and a steed. All Yonkers started buying my grain and hay and feed. And now I've half a million, but proudly I confess that in my pocket is that penny, yes, that shiny little penny. It's that penny that's the secret of my success.
That was David Hyde Pierce as Horace Vandergelder, nominated for Best Actor in a Musical. David Hyde Pierce already has a Tony for that category from Curtains. And what a clever, funny, always delivering fellow he is. That number was actually cut from the original production, but they gave it back to David Hyde Pierce because, you know, that's the kind of guy he is. Another nominee for Best Actor in a Musical is Andy Carl. And Andy Carl got a lot of press because he injured some ligament or something a week before Groundhog Day opened, and he literally stepped into the breach, all braced up, all shot up with lidocaine, I'm sure, and they pushed him out there, and he delivered a winning and charming performance as Phil Connors, the broadcaster, who's, shall we say, rather shallow, played by Bill Murray in the movie. But he brings a lot of depth and passion to the part. Here is Andy Carl in his Tony-nominated performance from Groundhog Day, the musical.
You like boats, but you don't like deep water. And you're afraid of clowns and the end of the world. And you like films, but as a rule you think they should be 10 minutes shorter. And when you were 19, you kissed a girl and you didn't particularly like it. And you love the thighs of perfectly roasted chicken. And you slept with the light on until you were 12 because you thought Jesus was going to appear from the dark and get angry with you for not helping your mom with her mom or walking the dog who you named Stephen because... Well, actually, you never did tell me why. Apart from that, I know everything about you. I know everything. And you like Voltaire and the wind in the willows. And when you smile, you get this little crease in your nose. And I know that you think I am shallow. But if you knew how deep my shallowness goes, you'd be shocked. And your toes go numb because you wear inappropriate socks. I know everything.
Well, people have placed a lot of chips on our next nominee, Ben Platt, making an extraordinary leading role debut in Dear Evan Hansen, as we say, the eponymous character. And his character is somebody that I think so many people can relate to. Either young people relate to his dilemma or older people, parents relate and hope that their kids don't have the same dilemma of somebody who's sort of, shall we say, a congenital outsider. A beautiful song written about being waving through a window outside looking in. Here's Ben Platt in his Tony-nominated turn for Best Leading Actor in a Musical from Dear Evan Hansen.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. Outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. You're falling in a forest and there's nobody around. Do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anyone see? Is anybody waving back at me? Oh.
Ben Platt with his Tony-nominated turn from Dear Evan Hansen. This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're serving up all the major nominees and all the major categories of all the major awards for the Tonys, which happen tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS. And this is the kind of thing I think you can really only get through a show like ours. You can't really get it on the satellite shows, and the TV shows aren't going to give you this much exposure to the major hits, and they won't be curated by a disc jockey host either. So please support us. You can always make a contribution to WPPB 88.3 FM or go to our iTunes site. We have 225 episodes on iTunes as podcasts, and you can rate them and tell the world how much you like them, which I hope is a lot. Well, the Tony Awards has never adopted the way other award shows do or programs do. Best Ensemble. I think that's too bad. I think some shows are have a cast that are as a whole greater than the sum of its parts. And boy, does Come From Away, which is a musical about the aftermath of 9/11 on a small island in Newfoundland called Gander, and the planes that were diverted there, and the people who had chance encounters, and the people who found new respect, and the people who delve deeper into their humanity, is expressed in that show. And what an ensemble. I mean, everybody is fantastic. They play 3,922 parts. But perhaps first among equals, as I'd like to play, is Jen Colella, who plays the captain of one of the planes that's grounded in Gander. And she's nominated for actually Best Supporting Role in a Musical. But I thought it would be a good chance to hear one of the more thrilling moments, and there are many, from Come From Away. Here's Jen Colella.
My parents must have thought they had a crazy kid, 'cause I was one of those kids who always knew what I wanted. They took me down to the airport to see all the planes depart, and watching them fly, something inside of me was starting. I was 8 when I told them that I'd be a pilot. But I was too young and too short, and there were no female captains. And my dad said, be patient. He said, just see what happens. But I took my first lesson, came down from the sky, and told my father I'd fly for the rest of my life. And I got my first job flying for a mortician in a tiny bonanza, just a corpse and me. $5 an hour for flying dead bodies. I had to climb over their faces just to get to my seat. Then suddenly the wheels lift off, the ground is falling backwards. I am suddenly alive. Suddenly I'm in the cockpit. Suddenly everything's changed. Suddenly I'm not too young or too short, and the passengers in the back don't complain. Suddenly I'm flying company charters. Suddenly everything's fair. Suddenly there's nothing in between me and the sky. American Airlines had the prettiest planes, so I applied as a flight engineer. Complained. They said girls shouldn't be in the cockpit. Hey lady, hey baby, hey, why don't you grab us a drink? And the flight attendants weren't my friends back then, and they said, are you better than us, do you? Suddenly I've got my wings. Suddenly all of those pilots protest.
teaching men to be pilots, 'cause suddenly I am a senior instructor, and somehow I'm 51. Suddenly I'm flying Paris to Dallas, across the Atlantic and feeling calm, when suddenly something has died. Suddenly there's something in between me and the sky.
Well, let us turn now to the major categories. Best Supporting Actress in a Musical. Again, always, I mean, Best Leading Actress in a Musical. Again, this category is always often filled with the best and the brightest. And in this case, two of the best and the brightest of Broadway history of the last 25 years are actually in the same category and in the same show, both nominated for Leading Actress. Christine Ebersole as Elizabeth Arden and Patti LuPone as Helena Rubinstein in the cosmetic battleground musical War Paint. So let us listen to both of them from their climactic number, Beauty in the World, from War Paint, Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole.
Nobody else remembers, do they?
Remembers what?
Back when there was beauty in the world, women had such elegance and grace. Fashion came and fashion went, but in a style was permanent, at least when there was beauty in the world.
Long before the circus came to town, every woman's drama was her face. Eyes that glittered like a gem, the lovers we bewitched with them back then, when there was beauty in the world.
Taste and poise were universal.
Now it's noise,
a dress rehearsal.
Gone the past, the age of everlasting.
Tell me, you think it's good, this lipstick?
You're asking me?
I want a useful opinion. Who else am I to ask?
Very well, then. It congeals.
What? Congeals? No, you wear it too thick. Hold still. With a product of quality, you have to know how to apply it. No clock. A thin layer with a deft hand. It's a pity, eh?
Yes.
With your pretty pink pots and my creme, we might have ruled the world.
Now we stand among the many
grains of sand, the same as any.
Strange with you, I see it all again like you.
A glimpse of beauty,
a glimpse of beauty in the world. Time plays funny tricks on you and me. I never dreamed we would be so.
Wowie. Why even have a Tony Awards competition? Why not just have Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole on like either side of an arena and throw an award in the middle and see who wins? Well, they're not the only candidates, of course. Janae Benton is a relative newcomer to the Broadway scene, and she plays the title character in Natasha Pierre on The Great Comet of 1812. Quite an astonishing show. We'll talk more about it later. And her performance is really just glorious. She has a beautiful voice, a charming presence, unfeigned innocence, and yet the sophistication to pull off a very difficult role. Let's hear from Danae Benton's Tony-nominated performance from The Great Comet of 1812.
before the parade passes by. I'm gonna get in step while there's still time left. Before the parade passes by.
Mrs. Levi, come along. Cornelius is taking us down to see the 14th Street Parade. Everybody will be marching.
Why, Irene, you're crying.
Oh, Dolly, the world is full of wonderful things. Come with us, Dolly.
I will, Irene. I will.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. For I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I'm gonna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade passes by. Ahead. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd up ahead. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All of those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistles blow, and the cymbals crash, and the sparklers light the sky, carry on. Give me an old trombone, give me an old baton. Before the parade passes by.
Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. When the parade passes by, pardon me if my old spirit is showing.
Well, of course, this season, 2017 Tonys, the big news was Bette Midler's return to Broadway. First time she'd been in a part, I think, since she took over one of the roles in Fiddler on the Roof way back in the 1960s. And she came back and set Broadway ablaze with a triumphant performance as Dolly Levi in Hello, Dolly. Will she be the winner? We will not know until tonight at the Tony Awards, but there's a lot of what they call buzz about Miss Midler. Well, let us turn to our four finalists in the Best Musical category. We already heard some of Tim Minchin's score to Groundhog Day a little earlier in the program. Dear Evan Hansen is a major contender in terms of having a real buzz, especially among a younger audience. It's a very imaginative show in that it takes an original idea, which you rarely see, with a book by Stephen Levinson and a great score by Benji Pasek and Justin Paul. And it's about an outsider who creates a lie, essentially, and the lie becomes bigger than he is, and he tries to extricate himself from that in order to sort of save face and win friends and influence people. Here's a very influential number from the score, You Will Be Found, from Dear Evan Hansen.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear? Well, let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong enough to stand, you can reach out your hand. And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around. You will be found. You will be found. You will be found. You will be found. You will be found.
Have you seen this? Someone put a video of your speech online.
My speech?
People started sharing it, I guess. And now, I mean, Connor is everywhere.
Your speech is everywhere. This morning, the Connor Project page, it only had 56 people following.
Well, how many does it have now?
4,582,239.
I don't understand. What happened?
You did. There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown.
Oh, my God. Everybody needs to see this.
Every time that you call.
If you only say the word,
take 5 minutes.
This will make your day.
From across the silence, your voice is heard.
Share it with the people you love.
Repost.
The world needs to hear this.
A beautiful tribute.
Favorite. I know someone who really needed to hear this today. So thank you, Evan Hansen, for doing what you're doing.
I never met you, Connor, but coming on here, reading everyone's posts, it's so easy to feel alone, but Evan is exactly right. We're not alone. None of
We're
us.
Not alone. None of us.
None of us are alone.
Like.
Well, especially now, with everything you hear in the news.
Like, share.
Repost.
Thank you, Evan Hansen, for giving us a space to remember Connor.
To be together.
To find each other.
Sending prayers from Michigan.
Vermont.
Tampa.
Sacramento.
Thank you, Evan Hansen.
Repost. Thank you, Evan Hansen.
Thank you.
You will be found.
found.
Next finalist for Best Tony for Best Musical is Come From Away. We heard a little of it earlier. There's a very moving moment when all these people who are grounded in Newfoundland of different religions and different backgrounds find each other in a quiet place. Here's Prayer, scored by Irene Sankoff and David Hine from Come From Away.
Beulah walks me to church, and when we get there, I light a candle for my son.
And I do too.
I suddenly realized what that music was from my dream. It was an old hymn from when I was a kid. I haven't been to church in years, but for some reason that song was in my head.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. Where there's doubt, true faith in you.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Make me a channel of
where
your peace.
Where there's despair in life,
where
let
there's
me bring
despair
home.
In life, let me bring
where
home.
There is darkness, only
where
light.
There is darkness, only
and
light.
Where there's sadness, ever
shalom bim romad. Uya se shalom
here in town. He's lived here nearly his entire life. He heard that there was a rabbi diverted here, and he came to find me and tell me his story.
I was born in Poland, I think, and my parents, they were Jews. They sent me here before the war started. I still remember some of the prayers they taught me. As a boy, I was told I should never tell anyone I was Jewish, even my wife. But after what happened on Tuesday, so many stories, gah! Just like that. I needed to tell someone.
During El Fagir, when most people are asleep, it is easier to pray. But at Duhur, I can feel them watching me. Sometimes I catch them when they think I'm not looking, and I can see the fear in their eyes.
Excuse me. Beulah wanted me to check on you. The library's open for anyone looking for some peace and a quiet place to pray.
Shalom,
well, we're in the very final stretch for today's show about tonight's 2017 Tony Awards. We've not played one of the candidates for leading actor in a musical yet, and that's Josh Groban in Pierre Natasha and the Great Comet of 1812. I was knocked out by this performance. There are a lot of great performances on Broadway this year, but if musical theater is communicating 100 million emotions through singing as an actor and personality, I think he just cleans up. He sings, we'll play the finale to this very imaginative show, great score by Dave Malloy, astonishing staging by Rachel Chafkin. To me, one of the most immersive and imaginative and theatrical shows I have seen in a long time. It reminded me when I was in high school and saw how Princess Candide in, what, 75, 76, what breaking through the barriers can do for a Broadway musical, certainly in terms of staging. But the score ain't no slouch either. Here is my chip for Best Musical of 2017, The Great Comet of 1812. Enjoy the show tonight, and thanks for listening to Broadway to Main Street.
Where can I go now? Not to the club, not to pay calls. Mankind seems so pitiful, so poor, compared to that softened, grateful last glance she gave me through her tears.
It was clear and cold above the dirty streets, above the
firmament open to my eyes, wet with tears.
And
and the end of the world. But for me, the comet brings no fear. No, I gaze joyfully, and this bright star, having traced its parabola with inexpressible speed through immeasurable space, seems suddenly to have stopped, like an arrow piercing the earth, stopped for me. It seems to me that this comet me, feels my softened and uplifted soul, and my newly melted heart, now blossoming. Thank you.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.